You listen to the multi-move paragon, Mr. G. Masai himself, Brian Cage. Keep listening to Matt and Brindle's Wrestling Podcast.
It's our time, we're taking over the prime time. And if you cross us, you're stepping over the fine line. But we can take this to the center of the ring. And when the bell dings, it's time to go. I'll hit the top rope while you're bleeding. No, slam you with a chair in the back of your head. Put you through a table, now you're thinking you're dead. As I climb the ladder and reclaim the belts, you're going home with a face full of welts. We came to win. Well, you better know it's Matt and Brendo's wrestling show.
Hello and welcome to another episode of MBWS. I'm Brendan Creasy.
And I'm Veronica Steele.
And you're back. We're back.
We're back.
You had a good conference?
I
good
did.
Speech giving?
I did. I got to present with Hootsuite, which is
nice.
The social media platform I use at work. And they paid for my ticket. And so, yeah, it was like the best conference ever because I didn't pay for it.
Were you tempted to, like, cut a wrestling promo, like, when you were up there?
Totally. Well, I did get a
promo. Anaheim, how you doing?
Yeah. How you doing?
My name is Veronica Steele.
And I am a certified G. Yeah. And a bona fide studette. I should have. I did get approached by one guy who saw my Twitter, because on my Twitter bio, I say that I'm a co-host of this podcast. Mm-hmm. And so he's like, so you're into WWE? I'm like, yes. Yes, I am.
You found a fan?
I did. And he was. He was like,
nice.
I've been watching my whole life. I'm like, well, I just started, but I am a fan. And I had to tell him, like, okay, I know about, like, New Japan and all of that jazz, but I don't watch that. I said, yeah. I'm like, I'm a simpleton. He's like, no, that's awesome. Like, who's your favorite wrestlers? I'm like, oh, well, that's Enzo Amore. And,
did you say Finn? Enzo and Sammy?
I did, of course. And I threw in, Finn Balor in there too.
There you go.
And he was like, yeah, those are good guys. And it was fun. Like, he was just
See,
like
it's
amped
fun.
And
found
he was.
Another fan.
So I made one friend.
There you go. That's awesome.
It only takes one. So yeah, it's really fun. I love it. And my boss keeps cracking up, like, cause on Thursdays and stuff, some days I'll leave a little early just to have a little bit of downtime before we record.
Yeah.
And, he's like, what are you doing again? I said, oh, I have to record a podcast. And he's like, what's that about? And so then I tell him, he's like, I can't believe that you're doing that. I love that. Cause nobody knows this side of me. So our fans should be feel very, very special because they know a different side of me than everyone else. It's very exciting.
Well, that's awesome.
Yeah. But a lot's happened.
A lot's been going on. A lot
Woo!
Of stuff's happened.
Charlotte's been back.
Yeah.
We're all over the place. It's great.
Nobody got hurt, at least, while you were gone.
Yeah.
I don't think.
maybe I'm the one who jinxed them.
Nobody got hurt. It seems like Finn's recovery seems to be going all right.
Yes.
He's
been traveling.
Yeah, he's been traveling. He's out of the sling.
Yep.
He did an appearance at Insane Championship Wrestling in Scotland, or he's going to, because Mick Foley had originally committed to do that, but then he's doing his commissioner duties now. So WWE is part of a good faith, you know, because they don't want to like totally burn a bridge there.
Right.
Sent Finn, let Finn go there.
Oh, that's
and
cool.
This was one of the promotions that Finn wrestled in back in the day when he was a wee lad.
That's fine.
You know?
Will he wrestle
so,
there?
No. Okay. He's not in any condition to wrestle,
yeah,
I don't think so. So he's just going to probably make an appearance,
okay.
Come out, get on the mic, you know.
Yeah. Awesome. That'll be fun.
So that's cool, and it's cool to see his pictures. He took some pictures with some former, you know, he took a picture with a I think I saw him with Drew Gulak. I saw him with Zack Sabre Jr.
Yeah.
He's been traveling around, so.
It's been fun.
That's exciting.
Yes.
And what else happened? Oh yeah, I and listener Steve Espinoza and Mark Ariano,
mm-hmm.
We went to NXT Los Angeles. at the Palladium.
Awesome. I love it. You guys did that. How was it?
It was fan-frickin-tastic. Awesome. Have you ever been in the Palladium for like a concert or anything?
No.
Well, it's right on Sunset Boulevard.
Oh, cool.
And it's been around, I think it opened like in the 30s.
Wow.
As like a dance hall, you know?
Yeah.
And then it was closed for a while, and then Live Nation bought it and remodeled it. And this is the first wrestling show there, maybe ever.
Wow.
I know they've done like boxing and MMA there, but I don't think they've ever done a wrestling show. And it was a great wrestling venue. We were up, Steve and I were up on the balcony standing, because it was standing on the balcony of the general admission. Because the general admission tickets were like half the price of the seated tickets. And at the time, I didn't have a whole lot of money because I had just bought my Bola tickets.
Yeah.
And I was thinking that Royal Rumble tickets were going to be on sale soon. So I was saving up for that. So I was like, I don't have a lot of money. I bought the standing room ticket, and it was fun. It was good up there. We were right on the rail. So if my legs got tired, I could kind of lean on the rail.
That's good.
And
yeah, how long is the show?
The show itself was like 2.5 hours.
Ooh, that's a long
2 hours. It was a good show. It was really good. There was some surprises. Kota Ibushi wrestled Bobby Roode, and that was awesome.
Love it.
And just watching Bobby Roode's entrance was great. William Regal was there, former WWE wrestler.
Okay.
And current, he's the on-screen commissioner of NXT.
Oh, okay.
He's a legendary wrestler. He's great. And it was cool seeing him. They also, it ended up being kind of a TV taping, and they filmed the semifinals of the Dusty Rhodes Tag Team Classic.
Wow.
So that was cool. We got to see that.
Yeah.
And that, and so it's kind of spoilers because the quarterfinals just started airing. Team DIY was there, and that was cool because Johnny Gargano, and Tommaso Ciampa are PWG. Veteran, like alumni, and so there was like a big response for them.
Neat.
I was sad I didn't see Candace there because she's Johnny Gargano's wife. I didn't see her there. Maybe she was in the back.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm still hoping that now that Johnny Gargano has a WWE contract and he's married to Candace, that maybe they need to bring in Candace.
All right.
Really, because she's awesome. We looked at her Instagram last month.
Yep.
If you don't remember.
I do.
And what else was great? I'm just trying to think. It was great that Mark bought me a Ramblin' Root Beer.
Wow.
From Hadley's. So that was awesome.
Root beer.
Mark had amazing seats. I should get him to post some of his pictures and videos.
Yeah, I want to see.
Because he was in the front row. Right in the middle. So he had a great picture of Ibushi. And that I saw. And then I got a video of Nakamura's entrance that was so loud it like blew the microphone out on my phone. Like, I don't know if you got to watch that.
Yeah.
It was crazy. Like, people, like, Nakamura is awesome and like, but people freaking love him.
Nuts.
He's great. It made me think, like, whenever I think about like when Nakamura finally is in on the main roster and he goes to like WrestleMania or something,
mm-hmm.
like, it gives me chills. Like, cause his entrance is so great and he's so awesome and it was great. The person that was the only person that even came close to being as over as Nakamura was this guy, Ty Dillinger.
Okay.
He's been in NXT for years. He was like a jobber, but he just kind of, but he's always been a good worker and he finally got this character. His character is the perfect 10 and he holds up his fingers in the 10 and he has a little card that he holds up and hits, and he's awesome. And ever since he's done that, he's just become like one of the top guys. He went from like nothing guy to like, he was
to
huge
10.
Over and that, and the 10 chant was just, people started doing it during other matches.
Oh, like, that's so fun. So it's like was, the yes, dude.
Yeah, dude. Yes. It's like, and so,
that's so
he's
cool.
Just come from like, and that, I think that's kind of that's one of the spotlights. That's one of the prime examples of the work that's happening at NXT where they're taking these guys and molding them into big stars and then throwing them to the wolves in the main roster and hopefully they'll get over. I mean, I'm a little, I mean, I look and you look at some of these guys coming up and it's kind of hit or miss, but that's kind of how it always is with new talent.
Yeah.
Sometimes they stick, sometimes they don't. I just wish they would give some of these guys more opportunities. Like, I'm already a little concerned about Bailey.
Yeah.
And that's not good.
I know.
I don't know what, I mean, I don't know.
I was thinking the same thing this week going, gosh, they're not really.
I think, yeah, I know. Just, and here's what I've, so the buzz, which I don't know if I believe or not, is that, and it's, cause it's stupid, is that they're trying to make like, got people like Bailey and Sami Zayn into like these super underdog characters that having them lose all the time. So, like, cause they want to try and recreate Daniel Bryan. And I have to keep reminding people that like, that happened organically. And you don't need to do that for Bayley and Sami Zayn. People already are behind them. They want to root for them.
Yeah.
And when you start like having them lose all the time, then people start like
losing interest.
You can already hear it. People like the Bailey like enthusiasm definitely is down from when she first came in.
Yep.
Like
I agree.
And that's such a bummer.
This time they didn't even have her little blow up guys.
I know.
I'm like, wow, even you guys are backing off on
it's a bummer, man.
I agree.
So I don't know what's going to happen with that, but at least like they're giving them a chance. I mean, I don't know, but it's just hard to see how them succeed so well in NXT and then go up to the main roster and then not even out of their own fault, they're not quite given the platform, right. You know? And I maybe did, over time,
yeah.
You know.
I did like we'll how far Sami Zayn got this week.
Yeah, I mean, he's definitely second to last, and I'm sure you might be excited to hear this, but apparently there was the WWE.com leaked. They accidentally posted a photo of the mystery Raw person.
Okay.
And it was Sami Zayn.
Oh my God. I'd be so excited.
So, but they could change it now that leaked out.
Oh, those bastards. They cannot.
I hope not. I hope he's the fifth team member of Team Raw.
I do too.
Cause I think that'd be a good spot for him since that's a big match. But here's another possible thing that he could do. You watch SmackDown, right?
Uh-huh.
So, yep. I think this was for Survivor Series, but Dolph challenged somebody
from Raw
for the Intercontinental title.
Think about Sami for that.
That would be good for Sami.
That would be so exciting. Oh, I totally agree with that.
I mean, I'm for either one of those things. I'm just really impressed with how I'm a little confused about the Survivor Series pay-per-view in the sense that if the champions are all in these matches, what are the other matches going to be on the card? But then I thought about it and I'm like, first of all, people are always complaining that the Survivor Series elimination matches are meaningless. But when you have the champions from both brands going to be, it adds a lot of meaning to these matches. And so I think that is a good thing.
Yeah.
I think it is good that they're putting all these, like, you have the tag champions in the tag team match, and you have the women's champion in the women's match, and you have the men's champions in the men's match. And like, that gives those matches the stakes that people have been wanting.
Well, and it just gives, longevity to the whole brand split.
Yeah.
Because if it can totally be that one of the brands holds a majority of the title for quite some time and then stolen back, and it creates this more rivalry, and it's going to be exciting. Like, I don't know. It'll be fun to watch for
the,
see what they do this upcoming year.
But real quick, going back to NXT Los Angeles, cause I want to talk about the women. Don't want to ignore them.
Right.
Did you watch the last season of Total Divas?
I did.
So Mandy Rose.
Yes.
She wrestled.
Wow. Okay.
She's looking pretty good. I think she still has a long way to go in the ring, but she went up against, Daria.
Oh,
Daria is the
MTV. I was like Morgendorfer.
Daria, but they spelled the same.
Yeah.
Daria Baronato,
okay.
Who did train in LA in MMA. She was on Tough Enough, which is it's like a reality, like wrestler search, basically.
Okay.
She was my favorite competitor from that. And, so she's got kind of an MMA gimmick going on.
Okay.
Like she's a legit MMA fighter. And But so she really beat the shit out of Mandy. But Mandy kind of held her own. I was pretty impressed, especially for how few matches I know that she's wrestled.
Yeah.
And I think she did a good job, like, working the crowd, you know?
Yeah.
And it was, and it was cool seeing her after, you know, getting to know her on Total Divas, and she seems pretty cool.
Yeah, that is neat.
I like her way more than Eva Marie. I mean, that's for sure. She seems like a much nicer version of Eva Marie. Like, cause she's like super hot, like super.
Well.
Model
and she's wrestling, a model look. So she's already
a that's notch true. Up she's from, already gone yeah. more, up. But she seems like a nice. Yeah, she's much nicer.
Oh, that's
like,
cool.
One of my favorite episodes of Total Divas last season was when Mandy. I don't know if she like invited herself, but she basically invited her whole family to Natty's family vacation.
Yes.
and then I was sad because like she was trying to get her parents back together because
yes.
they're like divorced and like her and her brothers were fighting over it. But like I was like, oh, Mandy just wants her mom and dad.
I know, right?
And like, oh, that's kind of sad. I know. But they had a good match. And then the big women's match was champion Asuka and Ember Moon, the new rookie. But she's been on the indies forever.
I like the name.
Defeated. Yeah, she's awesome. She's so cool. And she does a stunner off the top rope, but she like, it's a crazy move. Her finishers are awesome.
That's cool.
And then Asuka's just like badass Japanese stiff. Kick you in the face, beat the crap out of you.
Yeah, every time I see her picture, I always think of, is it Street Fighter? Yeah. Fight. Like, that
chick. She's freaking awesome,
dude.
That's
cool.
And then they defeated the heel team, of the Australian ladies, Billie Kay and Peyton Royce. Mm. And I'm really impressed with these ladies. Like, they're, cause ever since, like, Bayley and Sasha and everybody left NXT, there's kind of been this vacuum in the women's division, and these women have really all stepped up. And Billy and Peyton are a great heel team.
A lot of times that needs to happen, though. Like, people need to kind of go on so that there is room to step up and grow.
Yeah, and that's kind of what's happening in the women's division down there.
Yeah.
And Asuka's really cemented herself, and I can't wait till she comes up. I mean, there's, like, she's going to have some great matches against the likes of Sasha. And she was... Like, all those guys, I think, were either out or on their way out when she came in. So she hasn't really faced off against Charlotte or Sasha.
Okay.
She's had some great matches with Bayley.
Yeah.
And Asuka. I mean, not Asuka, yeah. Nia Jax. Nia Jax. Yeah. And then here's the other thing. I think they're really building Nia Jax to come in and kind of dominate.
Uh-huh.
Which, hey, I'm all for, like, cause it can't just be Sasha and Charlotte.
Agreed.
It can't just be the four horsewomen of Sasha, Charlotte, Becky, and Bayley.
Yep.
If you want to really build a women's division, you got to build out credible competitors. And I feel like on the Raw side, they're kind of lacking. So, I'm all for that.
Yeah, I agree.
I just don't want to see Bayley lost in the shuffle, but I think at some point we're going to get that huge Bayley run. I mean,
I hope so.
It's so well. It's also so money. Like, you know how much t-shirts she's going to sell, like, and all that stuff. I mean, like, she's the ladies' John Cena.
She really is.
She could be the next John Cena. Forget women or man. Like, she could be that in the company. Like, she could be the
face
to kids, and
she doesn't have like the. She can totally ride that wave of. It's just her. It's not her dad. She's not riding her dad's coattails kind of a thing, you know, like Natty and Charlotte. So.
Yeah.
I know there's others like that, but I just feel like Bayley is so independent.
Yeah.
More so than anyone else. Like, I like her.
Well, she's great.
Great energy. And just very explosive.
Well, let's talk about not great energy. let's talk about Total Bellas.
Yeah.
Okay. So first off, I just have my first note. I'll let you go next, but I have to say, so last week's episode.
Yes.
I just said last week's episode could just be called Rich People Problems and Daniel Bryan Trying to Escape Them.
Yes. And can you blame him?
Like, Holy shit.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, Veronica.
Yes.
I'm buying a house and it only has four bedrooms.
Right.
Like, oh my God. I don't think my husband, I don't think your husband loves you because he only wants a four bedroom house. You need to seriously evaluate your marriage.
Yeah.
Nikki came off so bad in this episode.
Bad. And I felt so bad for Daniel. Like,
oh my God. I can't believe Daniel, you could tell in that part in the house when they're all in there and him and Nikki kind of got in a fight.
Yeah.
If Daniel had been not the calmest person in the world,
right.
I'm pretty sure that whole thing would have come to blows.
Well, my favorite too was like, well, I heard your voice was raised. I'm like, when did he raise his voice? Like, that's not even yelling.
That whole Papa Cena, like, kind of like trying to step in. I'm like, you weren't even there.
You're not around. You're in rehab. You just focus on rehab. You don't get a vote.
And it's like, and as Daniel Bryan pointed out, like, you're in a freaking mansion. Can we just not, why are we having this conversation?
Yeah.
Why let him have his four bedroom house? Jesus.
He's so stupid. And I totally agree with them. I'm like,
if my
your house is going to be great.
Yeah. I never had a house more than three bedrooms. Steve just brought up, I grew up in a house with three bedrooms up to nine people at one point.
Yeah.
Like, do you know, they just made everybody except for Daniel Bryan just sound so out of touch
totally.
Of reality and horrible garbage people.
Oh,
I'm like, fellas, I want to like
Nikki
you.
Out on humility.
Oh my God. God,
he's like, no, you're
great.
Not humble. And then Bree's like, you can't say that. I'm like, why? We're all thinking it. Like,
oh my God. I cannot, like, this family is so nutso.
Oh, they are just.
And they just like, and I'm like, and I can see where Daniel Bryan's like, I'm out. Like,
totally.
Of here. Well, and then they got upset that he was leaving. And I'm like, give the man some fucking peace, man.
Seriously. Oh, and the whole like, Brie, you've changed.
Yeah.
I'm like,
yeah, cause she's, and basically she's like, and I love that Brie won't flat out say it, but she's like, I've changed from a dick to not a dick.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Like, that's exactly it. Yeah. I am level headed. I am in touch with the real world. I love comparing this show to the Kardashians. Like, I'm just like, oh, I can't help it. It's on the same network. So of course they're, you know, making it this way.
Yeah.
But, I honestly feel like Brie is the Chloe of the group, more level-headed. She's just more, you know, she has her moments, but
yeah,
just
but
definitely.
Daniel Bryan is definitely not Lamar Odom.
Gosh, definitely not. No, honestly, Daniel Bryan, there is no equivalent to him in the Kardashian world. Like, he's like
that's
the gardener.
That's because he doesn't belong there.
Yeah,
he's
the gardener
of
the Kardashians.
Yeah.
He's out in nature. He doesn't give a shit. He's doing his thing. Like,
oh my God. I just can't believe, Daniel Bryan I can't believe he lasted as long as he did in there.
Oh, right.
I can't believe he didn't just kill
everybody.
Well,
and now I keep thinking, no wonder John Cena's always out. Like, his house sucks. Like, what? $20 says John Cena's out of that house so much because he doesn't even want to follow his own rules. Like, he just,
the rules. Don't even get me started about those.
He doesn't want to abide by them, so he's out.
Those rules are so crazy.
They're so stupid.
I just, they're like, the formal dinner and then separate the men and the women afterwards. And like, what is that?
I know. Oh, like Downton Abbey. I'm like, yeah, because, you know, sexism's cool. Like, come on.
I don't know. It's just so ridiculous. The men are going to go smoke cigars over here. And we're
just
go
such bullshit
ladies.
Because you're all fucking like health nuts. Like, you're not doing that shit. So
John Cena's not smoking a cigar. Are you kidding me?
No. So fun.
Johnny A sounds like he smoked a lot of cigars.
Yeah, probably. Maybe a little bit more than just a cigar.
But you could, Like,
but, yeah.
I think Johnny Ace is like high all the time. Like, I'm sorry. I just feel that. Or so, as Steve did say.
I
know. No, it's because, I mean, his voice is because he got his throat crushed by Dr. Dusty Williams.
Ooh.
But he also seems like, again, Johnny Ace is a chill dude.
Yeah.
And especially now that he's like retired, he's got Mama Bella.
Mm-hmm.
He's just like, I have no care of the world, and now, like,
I don't know, he kind of pulled some stuff this week where I'm like, that's not cool.
Like what? What was he doing?
Like, ratting out Mama Bella to...
Oh, Yeah, but come on, like, those are his kids. That's like their itis.
I know, but if you're getting into a marriage, you don't do that. I know. That's not. I mean, it's not like a huge
That whole situation
breaker,
is sad.
Like, yeah, okay, so I'm.
Well, I'm sure, spoiler alert, I think she ended up being okay. But.
Well, yeah, so here's my thing, because I'm pretty sure she's okay.
I hope she's okay.
I'm gonna sound like such a jerk. So I need to preface this with, I think cancer is horrible, any form of it. I totally think we need to keep going on our research. Yay for Breast Cancer Awareness Month. All for that. Mm-hmm. I say that episode, the episode this week, was total BS. Like, they are so... Oh, because it's breast cancer awareness. Let's do a little spoof.
Well, maybe.
And,
I mean, it could have happened. I mean, it sounded like they had like a legitimate.
It runs in her family, but I feel like the producers just totally blew that up for October ratings or whatever. I know it ran in November, but still, like, I'm just like, no, I can't. No, not that.
I don't think they would do that though. I mean, that's.
Oh, I
low.
Do. Are you kidding? We're talking E Network.
We're talking about cancer.
Because, yeah, they have limits, you know?
I think they do.
People
I
in Hollywood
know.
Have limits. No, they do not. Nothing is sacred.
I don't think Mama Bella would agree to that. She seems like a nice, level-headed lady.
I know, but they did it in a classy way. I'm not saying it was trash. Because it was...
Well, are you saying, like, she never
said,
had,
yeah,
like, did she, like, they faked
doctor,
that?
You know, go get a checkup.
I don't think they
faked
that thing. I don't know.
I think if you're really facing something that scary, I can't imagine having a film crew come in with you.
Well, look at like Tom Green with his whole testicular cancer thing. Like, I think it's becoming a thing where they're doing that to help awareness, to help show people that it is, you do need to get treatment.
Yeah, but Tom Green is rather a boisterous person.
Oh yeah, but lots of other people have done that stuff.
Mama Bella didn't even want to tell her kids. Like,
she didn't want to take off her sarong.
Yeah, that's what I mean. But, I'll put the film crew in on my mammogram.
Well,
like,
you don't know. I don't know.
Give me a break.
It
just felt too...
I'm going to dig around a little bit because I don't want to believe that.
It just felt too stagey to me.
Well, of course. I'm sure they brought... They like, amped it up a little, but...
Well, not only that. Fine, scripted. Like, and by the way, we really need you to go... bring awareness to breast cancer, so will you please get a mammogram?
Get a mammogram, man.
And I can't talk about that because I haven't hit my age yet of going. So, one day. How about John Cena's mad awesome painting skills?
Oh, my gosh.
That was so epic, and I'm like, I love that he is delivering this with a straight face. He just earned so much street cred with me just for that, and detailing the symbolic meaning of his penis drawing with wings and a feather, and it was just awesome.
John Cena likes talking about his dick.
Yeah, he likes body parts.
Yeah.
He's definitely a manly man.
Yeah.
For sure.
I had a couple things about this Bachelorette getaway.
Yes.
Why is JJ there?
Right? Awkward.
That's so sad and weird.
Oh, as soon as the stripper showed up,
I don't think JJ has friends. I don't think so. What's going on with JJ?
We need to pray for him.
I mean, his wife's around now. At least he's got his wife now because she's pregos.
Right.
And, but like, JJ, man, what are you doing?
I know.
I'm like, should I volunteer to be JJ's friend?
Yes. But you have to find him on social first. So good luck.
Cause I'm like, why is JJ here? And then, my second question about this whole weekend. First of all, like, the Brie and Nikki invite their friends. Why aren't they inviting Mama Bella's friends? Like,
Apparently she doesn't have friends either.
Like, this just seems very contrived. Like, you're talking about contrived weird things.
Right.
Also, who gets a stripper for their mom in a public restaurant?
I know.
What the hell was that?
with the whole thing.
JJ just had this look of horror on his face.
Yeah, and I keep feeling like they're trying to one-up their own episodes. Like
Steve's got a good one here. JJ is the Rob Kardashian.
Yeah, like, oh, absolutely. He totally is. That's what I'm telling you. Like,
yeah.
This family is up there with the Kardashians. Now, I will say Mama Bella doesn't
seem... Oh, yeah, dude, because Johnny Ace is totally Bruce Jenner.
Right?
Wait, oh, okay, I'm not going to make any Caitlyn joke. That's terrible, but like...
Too soon.
but he is, like, he totally is. Right? Like,
I told you, like, now we're gonna start a whole new segment of, now we're gonna start watching the Kardashians and comparing.
Nope, I can't do that. There's not
either.
Enough weed. There's not enough drugs.
I can't either. Oh man, they're just dazed. And so, Total Divas, that starts at the end of this month?
Yeah, because next week is the finale. I'm like, this is like the shortest run of a show
ever
in the world.
Well, probably because they all had to move out of the house. They're like, fuck this shit.
John
Cena's
like, get out.
You violated, page 36 of the rules.
Oh my God.
I'm kicking you out. So they had to cut the show short.
Also, I just cannot get over how ginormous that freaking mansion estate is. Their guest house is huge.
Well, and I think it's just so sad that Brie and Daniel are
And then they're like giving Brie
rooms.
And they're giving Brie and Daniel shit about their peasants. And then like that whole thing where Nikki's like, you used to want fine thing. And it's like, yeah, you used to be a materialistic jackass.
Yeah.
Like me, because that's what I am.
Yeah.
Like, and Bree's trying to be so nice.
Yes,
and
she is.
I get that because like it's your sister.
Totally.
And and she's trying to be nicest way where I can say I don't want to be your a materialistic, shallow D-bag like you and the rest of my family.
I love what Steve wrote. He said Brian didn't give 2 weeks notice before leaving. John Cena quote.
Yeah. You know, he's like in the contract.
I know. Where you put your blood signature.
Oh, you know, they have to submit to like drug testing.
Oh, yeah.
Blood tests. They have to have like their vaccinations and their shots.
Yep.
And they have to take like a special pill so they won't, it's like a hypoallergenic.
Oh, I bet there's like 2 pages alone just on what you have to do, like the protocol of what to do when you're sick.
I want to know what the hell that cohabitation agreement with Nikki looked like. Like what was on that?
Oh, start digging. It has to be out there. If Hillary Clinton's emails are out there, then we can find the contract.
Unfortunately, John Cena is not a public servant. When he runs for office, we will Freedom of Information Act that shit so fast.
Okay, John Cena runs for office and he's hiring an aide. How many pages will that contract be?
Oh, like 500.
It's going to be like Apple terms and conditions.
It'll be
gonna have like human centipede crap in there somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's going to be epic. Can't wait. It's going to be good. But hey, did we ever say when Total Divas starts?
It starts.
Later this month.
It starts November 16th.
All right.
I think.
It's going to be quick. 2 weeks.
Something like that.
Good. I can't wait. It was a good time. See, all I have on my calendar is Gilmore Girls. So I'll have to add this, too.
Just says fall. Well, I know it starts in like a couple weeks.
All right.
So
stay tuned. Stay tuned.
Because then we can talk about that all
yes!
the time. Because I can't even imagine what it's going to be like with Paige and Del Rio and Lana and
Rusev.
So
do you think she recorded? But at that
time, she wasn't
with him.
You know, that whole fight that they had in Vegas, that I guarantee you that was for the show.
Oh, okay.
I guarantee you that was for the show.
I didn't think that they were filming this close.
No, they were. They were definitely. I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised if their whole relationship's for the show.
Oh, probably.
No, some people are thinking that stabbing thing that happened at Del Rio, that was something like from the show.
Okay.
Because the whole situation is so weird. Like, because the cops
so
never got
weird.
Involved. They're beyond weird.
I know.
Like, I don't know what
they're
the hell's
intense.
Going on.
I mean, this is like.
They took Paige out of the Raw intro.
Yeah, they did.
I'm a little concerned.
Well, she's out.
They haven't officially released her.
I think so. Well, I think that was it. I think that is the official release. You're not in the intro anymore.
They just have so much time and money put into her. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, but that's just the risk of doing business. You can't.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean,
I can't wait for Emma to come back. I bet you she comes back at Survivor Series. She's on Team Raw. That's probably her comeback.
That'd be cool.
Yes. Let's see. So, did you see any of the Hell in a Cell highlights?
I did. I saw the highlights. That was hardcore.
That was going on while we were at NXT, so I ended up watching. We watched a little bit on my phone in line.
Okay.
And then there was at some point where I was getting a little bored watching. It might have been because Mandy was botching a little bit, so I turned on. I was watching. I kind of was like, "What's going on at Hell in a Cell?" And then during the intermission.
Yeah.
So, but then I watched in the time also, things have just been crazy. If you listen to some of my other podcasts, for you listeners out there, mm-hmm. my car got totaled last week. So I've been dealing with that. So I've been like behind and I've had to catch up on stuff. And, so it's been a lot of catching up.
Crazy Kevin Owens cage match.
Okay, the Kevin Owens Seth Rollins K match was by far the best match on the show. That was freaking awesome.
It was awesome. I saw a lot of the highlights.
The whole Jericho running in, and that was great. And some great like stuff with when Owens went through the tables.
Yep,
that was crazy. It was great. So let's talk about the Hell's the Cell matches. Rusev and Roman Reigns. I was just kind of like, it was way too long.
Yeah,
I thought it was way too long.
Yeah.
Oh, that guy at NXT was being racist, Steve, because somebody was yelling Tiger Mask at Ibushi.
Ooh.
And everybody was like, that's not Ibushi. So I was just a racist guy.
There's one in every group.
Apparently somebody also yelled at Ibushi, we want sushi. But people were booing those down because that's not cool.
No.
That's not cool. There was a good crowd. Oh, yeah. Steve and I started a Drake chant for referee Drake Wirtz, formerly known as Drake Younger on the indie circuit. He was an amazing wrestler, and it was awesome. And you could tell he was stoked, but then after a little bit, he was like, all right, guys, I'm the ref. You're going to get me in trouble.
Yeah.
There was also huge PWG chants when Roderick Strong came out, former PWG champion, and that was great. So it's a cool LA crowd.
Yeah.
But back to Hell in a Cell. Yeah, so the Reigns Rusev match was just kind of like bleh. And it was fine. The Bayley Dana Brooke match was like not like, I don't know, it was like 6 minutes.
Okay.
And that's same thing with Gallows and Anderson just beating the crap out of Enzo and Cass.
Aw, so sad.
And then here's another thing. So the pre-show had the six-man tag with the cruiserweights.
Yes.
And, like, it was great. You know, I love Cedric Alexander and Lince Dorado. So it was, yeah, and those guys. But they just keep having the same guys wrestle each other over and over again. It's, like, it's really kind of bringing down the energy of the cruiserweight matches.
Yeah.
They did just announce they're doing a whole new cruiserweight show.
Saw that.
On the network.
Yep.
But even on Raw, they need to like mix it up a little bit more.
I agree.
Because I feel like we've just been watching the same guys wrestle over and over and over again.
Yeah, it's like, and not even like pushing the story line
The Kendrick, because the Kendrick TJ Perkins stuff is great, but then the other guys, they're just kind of just there.
Chilling. You know?
Yeah.
Watching.
And meanwhile, you have like Cedric Alexander and fucking Rich Swann, who like the crowd is way behind both of those guys.
Yep.
Huge. And they're just not really, they're just kind of like, all right, here's another six man tag. Here's another this match.
Yep.
Like, okay. I mean, like Swann beat Kendrick. So maybe we're going to get maybe that'll happen. I don't know.
Yeah.
Kendrick's the freaking champ now, which is crazy.
Yeah, it is nuts. I do like him though.
Yeah, that match at the Hell in a Cell, it was all right. It was a little, the crowd was dead. I don't know. I don't, that's a, and, but I liked the kind of, you know, Kendrick, you know, faking an injury and being heel Kendrick. That was good. And then Cesaro and Sheamus against the New Day is the DQ. That was just kind of like, you know, I don't know where they're going with the Cesaro and Sheamus thing.
Yeah, I don't either. But I did like how they had that team. They were teaming up to get guys out, and then Cesaro just threw Sheamus out.
Yeah, and during the Battle Royal.
Yeah, and then like 1 second later, and then he was out. Yeah. So
I like their dynamic. I love their promos.
And I never would have thought of them together, but they're really working for me. I like it.
And it's doing a lot for Sheamus. I mean, because before this, like, I did not give a shit about Sheamus.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, he's still, his pasty white skin still irritates me.
I love the New Day, like, shame. Just everybody's yelling shame. And Halloween, we'll get to it, but Halloween Raw was awesome. I was a big fan.
It was fun.
But yeah, and then let's talk about the main event, which ended up being the main event, probably against every bone in Vince's body.
Probably.
Which I think is why Charlotte won, because he's like, oh, you want the woman to go on last? Well, then Sasha's gonna lose.
Yeah, probably.
In her freaking hometown. Way to kill the crowd. Like, I mean, I get it. They want Charlotte to be this, like, you know, undefeated at pay-per-views. Mm-hmm. Like, she's Charlotte. And I love Charlotte. I think she's great.
Yeah, she is.
But I want Sasha to have her, like, title reign, and she just already lost the title again. Although that match was – I thought it was – people seem to be dumping on that match, but I thought it was good. I liked it. I mean – there were some spots where I'm like, oh, my God, Sasha's going to die.
Yeah.
She's so small. Apparently they, Ric Flair is claiming that they took some spots out because they were worried for Sasha's safety.
Okay.
Like Charlotte was going to do a moonsault off the cage. Mm. That didn't happen, but, yeah, I thought it was good. It wasn't like, I still think the Kevin Owens Seth Rollins match was the best match, but
yeah,
I enjoyed watching. I think Charlotte and Sasha, you know, put it all out there.
Yeah, but the fact like the women can get that far, like it's
and that's
so
awesome.
And
they had
it
a 22
really
minute
it really
main
was.
Event in a cell.
Yeah,
man.
It was entertaining. It wasn't just crap.
Yeah, so. And like I mean, like you look at the, even like 2-3 years ago, that's huge. So I thought it was great, and I'm excited. As Steve pointed out, it had good psychology.
Yep.
I thought Charlotte was like working, you know, did some great work, and Sasha was good, and yeah.
Good times.
All right, let's talk about some Raw stuff.
Yeah.
What did you think about Mick Foley yelling at Sasha and Charlotte about how dangerous the cell was? I guess you didn't watch that live because you weren't watching last week.
Yeah, they didn't show that actually.
So it was during the promo, like in the pay-per-view, so he had this thing where he came out, it was for the contract signing for the cell match.
Okay.
And he just went on a tear about like how dangerous it was. And I just couldn't help thinking like,
okay, Dad.
Why are you only telling this to the women?
Right.
Why aren't you yelling at the dudes? So that kind of rubbed me the wrong, especially with Mick Foley being so, I don't know, I didn't like that. I also don't really like yelling Mick Foley now. Like, all he seems to do now is just yell at people.
Yeah.
And that's not what I like about Mick Foley.
Yeah, I was kind of like, taken aback by that this week. I'm like, oh,
he's just like screaming at everybody.
Oh, wait, what?
And like, I don't like it. I don't like it. I don't know. I liked, like, when he was commissioner, he was like, fun Mick Foley and doing cool stuff and
kind of silly, like goofball, but lovable goofball.
Yeah, but like lovable, like he's, cause he's fucking Santa Claus.
Yeah,
like,
he is.
And so I don't know I didn't like that. It just felt kind of sexist to me that.
I agree.
They only had him yell at the women. Like, I'm like, Kevin Owens has never been in a Hell in a Cell match either. Why don't you yell at him about how dangerous it is? Rusev's never been in a Hell in a Cell match. Why don't you go yell at him about how you can't walk anymore and do they realize what they're doing and like all this stuff? Like, I don't know. Plus it's like, you're the commissioner, you make the damn matches, like, I don't understand why this whole, like, it doesn't even make sense.
Their
like,
fault.
Yeah. I don't get it. Like, I don't quite get it, like, even in storyline, why he's upset. Like, I don't know. The other thing that I thought was dumb about Raw last week is, and I brought this up in our Facebook group, if you go to mbwspod.com, click that link, we're right up in there. That's what we do a lot of talking during the week.
Yep.
But One of the things I brought up is, what the hell were they thinking trying to get people to boo Brock Lesnar in his hometown of Minneapolis?
Right?
Because, like, and you could tell Paul Heyman was like, you could tell he was getting flustered, but it's like, what the fuck? Like, of course they're not going to boo him.
No.
Like, but so people. It worked a lot better. It worked a lot better this week. When Goldberg got out there and they were cheering Goldberg and they were booing Brock Lesnar and Paul Heyman came out and people are giving Goldberg a lot of shit for like his spear wasn't the greatest spear I've ever seen.
Yeah.
When he speared Paul Heyman and then he jackhammered Rusev.
Right.
But the dude hasn't wrestled in 11 years. I thought it was fine.
I was going to say there was some rough spots on both Raw and SmackDown this week. Like,
what were some rough spots for you? Like that one?
Yeah. Is that you?
Sorry, my phone's ringing.
That's awesome.
It's my Nakamura theme song.
I thought he was going to walk in your house.
How awesome would that be if he just starts, he comes in doing it like,
yes.
Oh my gosh, I would die.
I'm totally going to make that happen.
We're talking about rough. So like the Goldberg thing was a little rough.
Yeah, but like wrestling wise, like some people, there were long pauses. There were some like
this is
really minor goofs, mainly with the men.
And like who?
Like AJ even had kind of like this funky, I don't know. I just like watching it. I'm like, I don't think that was supposed to happen or didn't happen as smoothly as it should have.
Mm-hmm.
Either that or it was the camera thing again. It wasn't as blatant as that John Cena one, but there were some, and it wasn't, there was like two or three matches like that. I was like, okay,
was
are we all just
on
tired?
SmackDown, now that I'm thinking about it, where I'm like, I think they didn't even make a connection.
Yeah.
There was like a botched DDT. I forgot who did that. There, now that I'm thinking about it, I think there was
this
some
week
stuff.
Was rough. Like, and I'm giving them
maybe they're
a
all
break.
Just a little.
They
well, it's Halloween.
Really
they were all. Yeah. They were out Halloween partying. AJ had to take his kids trick or treating. He's probably out late. You saw he had a rough week. He locked his keys in his car.
I know. Typical soccer mom.
That video is hilarious.
So
everybody's yelling at him,
funny.
Or like, and he's just kind of like, lock my keys.
You can see that video. It's posted on our Facebook group, so.
Yeah.
It's good times. Oh, so
what are,
funny.
What are your other thoughts from the shows this week?
I have more notes on SmackDown than I did Raw.
Okay.
I thought
that
the
only
thing
I am stoked
about Charlotte. Like, I don't know. I know that it's like, oh, okay, she's it again, but.
She's so good on the mic.
She is, and like her entrance this week on Raw was so much fun, and.
Yeah.
I like it.
Halloween Raw was awesome. The New Day I'm pretty sure Big E was doing, he was either doing Mark Henry or what I like to think they were doing was the three gimmicks of Charles Wright as Kama Mustafa. One of them was Papa Shango. Xavier was Papa Shango and Kofi was Godfather. That was great. Loved it.
Yeah, they cut that from Hulu. So, I didn't get to see them.
Well, that was
I
fun.
Saw it in our group, but that's it.
And, I'm just trying to think of, the Halloween match, the trick or street fight. Do you see that?
Who's that with?
It was Enzo against, Luke Gallows, and they had like pumpkins and all this stuff in the ring.
No. Oh my gosh.
Didn't
they
see
like
that?
Put everything. Or maybe I
yeah, I don't, that's like Raw and Hulu. I don't know, man. Cause that was great.
Yeah. Getting sad.
He freaking put a pumpkin on Gallows'
so
head.
Great.
And he smashed it. And
I love it.
And there was like, they were throwing candy at each other. And, there was some kendo sticks and, some other stuff.
Love it.
But it was pretty fun. And then the other thing I noticed, this is like just in the process of listening, like watching, is the Survivor Series elimination match for the tag teams.
Yeah.
That's a 5-on-5 match, except it's 5 tag teams against 5 tag teams. That's a 20-man match.
How do you even?
How are they all going to be? They're going to take up the whole ring apron. Like, how is that even going to freaking work? Also, that means there has to be 10 eliminations for somebody to win. That match is going to be like an hour long.
Is that
going to
be one ref only? What if they put 2 in a situation like
that? That match is
going to
be, that match is going to be crazy, so I'm definitely got to see how they pull that off.
Well, even if you watch the one this week, you know, it was one-on-one, there you could tell, like, that's what I mean, like, kind of botched situations. Mm-hmm. There were, it was clear that everyone, whoever was in the middle, they were wrestling. The people on the sides were pretending to be injured or out of breath. I mean, that's... But they were really,
some people,
like,
do that better than others.
Yeah, they were really just watching. Like, they were just like, and oh, it's, now it's my turn. Okay, now go.
You can tell,
like,
with some of the, especially with some of the younger guys, you can see when they're watching to try and to know when they need to, like, do something.
Like,
and some of the, like, the more experienced guys know to be, they figured out ways to do that without making it look obvious.
Right. I will say, Sammy kind of botched it this week. He was the one I was like, oh, honey. We gotta work on that. But, it was still a very entertaining. Yeah, there's no way that they can have just one ref for that
ten
many
on
people.
It's gonna be ten guys on each side. That's gonna be crazy.
Like, I want a ref on the outside watching all of those guys and then one in the middle watching.
Well, we'll see what happens with that. So what about SmackDown? I mean, a lot happened on SmackDown this week.
A lot happened. Okay.
There are a lot of short, quick moments. It was really boom, boom, boom.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff happening.
Well, okay, so my whole thing with the girls.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever, with Alexa Bliss.
Natty, I love Alexa. She's been so great.
She's really good. She really is. On the mic and everything. She's so short.
Her and Carmella's whole thing, they really did that. I thought
they did a great
job.
It just, Carmella, drives me nuts. So this week I'm like, of course I like totally blink out when Carmella talks because I just can't stand her. But I'm like watching her hair and I was like, your hair is broken. Like, this is a thing. So if you ever see someone with long hair, guys get it too, if you have long hair and it's parted or whatever and they have short like flyaways at the top of their head, their hair is damaged. Like, that's not good. It's either
like she fried it or something.
Yeah, it's either too much heat, like too much flat iron or color or curling, or you bleach it too much, like you're killing your hair. And so her hair is like all flyaways. I'm like, dude, take care of your hair, man. Like, you can't act like you have all this swagger and you're like, your hair's falling off. Go fix your problems.
Well, that's some good insight there.
So there you go. If your hair is breaking, you need to condition your hair.
What are your thoughts on, I liked on SmackDown, Natty's whole, like, now yes. Daniel and Shane are letting her be the coach
yes.
for the women's team.
I love it.
She was really cracking me up.
She's laughing.
Doing a good job. She's really funny. You could tell there was some goofy moments there.
Just trying.
She came on talk. She interrupted talking smack and gave Daniel Bryan. She made a T-shirt of her cat that says Thug Life on it, and it's like her cat with like a bandana. And she gave it to Daniel Bryan. It was pretty funny.
That's awesome.
And the way she's like been running down Team Raw has been pretty great.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I think I'm down with that.
She's funny.
And then you got there was some news coming out this past week on the internet that apparently the WWE Muckety Mucks don't like Becky's accent, so she's not going to be talking as much.
What?
I know.
Not illegal? Like, isn't that discriminatory?
I don't know. It's bullshit.
That's such crap.
I don't know.
I love her accent.
I hope it's not true. It could just be internet bullshit or something. I don't know. I don't know. They did give Alexa and Carmella most of the promo time this week.
Yeah, they did.
So I don't know. But I mean, Becky, you look good out there. She's doing a great job.
She's great.
That tag team match. And
her accent,
it's nice to see.
Kick ass. I love it.
Yeah, I love her accent. I don't know. People are
crazy. I was kind of disappointed. I was hoping.
Apparently this is Kevin Dunn and he's kind of a goof. So
I was hoping that for, Halloween, she would dress up as Merida from Brave. I really wanted
awesome.
To see her as that. I was like, aw. She's probably done it before and I missed it, but.
Okay.
Cool.
I do have to say Tyler Breeze as Dolph Ziggler.
That was brilliant.
That was amazing.
Love that.
And, I loved Miz TV with Daniel Bryan.
Right?
Daniel Bryan was so great at, like, just with the looks he was giving, like, just causing the crowd to flip out. And the Miz was doing a really good job of just getting so much heat. And like putting, Maurice in between him and Daniel, that was great.
He like bolted and she's still there.
And like they're really still teasing this Brian Miz thing. Yep. And like when he threw that chair across the ring, I'm like, oh shit.
Yep.
It's on. Like.
Oh, and he was so mean, the Miz was, about him and Brian on the show. And I'm like,
just really
that
mean.
Was real, yeah. Dude.
Like, and then the
you
stuff
try not
with,
being depressed in John Cena's house.
The stuff with AJ and Ellsworth and Ambrose and him. Dude, hilarious. Ellsworth is killing it, man. Just with that puppy dog look and like his whole thing. And you're like, oh man, you're killing me, man. And you could see there were so many times where I thought Dean Ambrose was just going to break out laughing. The fact that he even managed to remotely keep it together during all that was great.
Oh, and the chick who messed up his name, James Ellis.
Oh my God.
You know that she was like, fuck. Like,
yeah. Well, I loved how Ambrose kind of like
Ellsworth?
Handled that.
Ellsworth.
And then, AJ just, I thought, AJ's so great. And like, and I love that he immediately, cause the crowd was just chanting his name like crazy cause he's so great.
Yeah.
And he immediately was like, I know what my name is, jerks. Now shut up. Like he just diffused that immediately. He shut that shit down. And that's cause he's the master. He's so great.
It was fun.
And,
that was a good.
And yeah, match. I mean, between him, I can't wait to see what happens with like him and going up against freaking KO and those guys. That's going to be so great.
It's gonna be really fun.
I can't wait to see what happens. I also think it's going to be, I mean, they're teasing a fucking Shield reunion. I mean, you have Roman and Seth out there. Mm-hmm. And what happens at Survivor Series when they're all in the ring? Like, that's going to be crazy.
It's going to be cool. I'm excited for Survivor Series because of this. Like, I do feel like they're doing a good job, and I'm liking SmackDown more than I am Raw. I know I was Raw before, and so
yeah, I'm
I
really
feel like,
digging SmackDown.
Yeah, I think SmackDown's really stepping up their game. So bring it, Raw. There you go.
Yeah, James Ellsworth just, I love that he's like, those shots of him just getting carried out after he's being knocked and that smile on his face. And
I love how Dean walked him outside.
And I love Dean, Dean, but then Dean's like, I can't stay mad at you. Like, but on Talking Smack, Daniel Bryan did say there will be consequences for Ellsworth's interference. So we'll see what happens next week. And I'm excited about that.
This is my first time seeing the Headbangers. I wrote them down. Yeah. I was like, I don't know who these guys are.
They're from back in the day.
Yeah, that's
back
what
the Attitude Era.
Or whatever.
They have that. Yeah. That was just a way for the Usos to get into the team.
That's why I feel like, oh, we can't find people for you to fight. So we're going to get people from forever ago. Like. Yeah. You may or may not know these people.
Well, I think, and like the nostalgia is a big part of wrestling. So they'll do stuff like that quite a bit.
I feel like they're doing it more and more as if like their roster, because everyone, they keep firing them or they're on drugs.
Darren Young's case, like where's Darren Young? I don't even know what's going on with that.
Right? So
I don't know.
Good times.
American Alpha seems to be getting more TV time, which is I'm happy for, but I do feel bad for Curt Hawkins.
Yes.
So not only did he get destroyed by Dolph, but he actually had his debut match on Main Event last week, which Main Event is one of the B shows that airs only on Hulu and WWE Network. And it's a 1-hour show. Most of it is highlights of Raw. But then they have a couple matches that they film before Raw and SmackDown. Mm-hmm. And he lost to Apollo Crews. I just was so amazed. I wrote this in the group that somehow he went from he was going to have his big debut at a pay-per-view. Then he was going to have it on SmackDown. He went all the way from pay-per-view to B show before he even made his debut. That's a bad sign.
So sad.
And I enjoy Curt Hawkins, so I hope that, we'll do something. No offense to Mojo, but I think they should pair him back up with Zack Ryder because I thought they were a good tag team.
Okay.
When they were a tag team. They were tag team champions.
That's fair.
Back way back when.
I think SmackDown is doing a lot of Raw highlights, and I'm just confused.
I don't like that. It's like, too much.
Why are we doing this? You guys are shows.
I mean, that made sense beforehand.
Right.
But now it doesn't. I don't like that.
It's filler. It's just filler.
Well, that's standard WWE. If you, like, the full 3-hour Raw, like, that's where, because it's a lot of... here's what happened 10 minutes ago.
It's like the instant replay.
The craziest is when there's been multiple times where they've done these Inception things where it's like a replay of a replay of a replay. Like in the replay, they're watching a replay, and I'm like, what the fuck am I even watching right now?
what am I paying for?
Yeah. Let's just real quick, in TNA news, the latest, Billy Corgan is out.
Oh.
He lost his lawsuit. They've basically said he's no longer with the company, but they still owe him a shit ton of money. So he is trying to still get his money back. And he says, if they won't pay me, I want 36% of the company.
Wow.
I wouldn't want 36% of the company because 36% of shit is still shit. 36% of what? The millions of dollars of debt that they have? I don't know. I would take that. I would get your money, Billy, and run away.
Yeah.
That's my advice to Billy Corgan. But it just seems so crazy to me that they're basically putting Dixie Carter back in charge and expecting different results this time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get it. They are going to do the next episode is going to be upcoming episode. I don't know if it's the next one. They are doing total nonstop deletion. So all Matt Hardy all the time.
Wow.
I think they're going to run that into the ground pretty quickly.
Probably.
There's only so many fireworks, fights, and drones and weird accents before it's like, all right, on to the next thing, please. You know?
Yep. Totally.
Just a couple other quick notes here since we are out of time. I'm super behind on New Japan because of all this just craziness. But I did see something that was very entertaining, I thought.
Okay.
New Japan Pro Wrestling has this jobber guy that eats a lot of pins in matches. And he's called Captain New Japan.
Okay.
And he dresses up as a superhero and he wears a mask. And so he's been wrestling with this other wrestler, former WWE superstar Yoshitatsu, and they have this gimmick called, they're the Bullet Club Hunters, so they fight the Bullet Club, which are the bad guys.
Yes.
But they lose all the time. Mm-hmm. And so Yoshitatsu is getting mad. And then, but in a surprise turn, everybody thought, oh, Yoshitatsu is going to beat up Captain New Japan and then he's going to maybe turn heel or something. But instead, Captain New Japan, in a shocking move, turned on Yoshitatsu and joined the Bullet Club.
Whoa.
Except now he is not Captain New Japan anymore since he's in the Bullet Club. He is the Bone Soldier and he wears a skeleton outfit and he looks like a walking skeleton and it is awesome in a goofy way. It's so goofy, especially for New Japan because normally they don't do goofy shit like this.
Mm-hmm.
It's really funny.
That is funny.
So
awesome.
So that was. I'm also really hoping there's another PWG show this year, maybe in December. I hope, because if so, I want you to come, and I hope we can have a PWG adventure.
That'd be fun.
And I hope that happens.
Okay,
we'll see. Also, hat tip: if you're watching Lucha Underground, listener Mark Ariano has been on there. I've seen him
in the audience.
Last couple weeks, and Lucha Underground's been awesome. Former NXT didn't quite work out for him there. Sammy Callahan is now in Lucha Underground. He's pretty great. And AR Fox made his debut, and he's one of my favorite indie guys. It's cool to see. Yeah, he's awesome. I found I was going through I forgot that I had an Amazon Prime Photos account.
Oh, I didn't even know that was a thing.
Oh yeah, dude, if you have Prime, you can store unlimited photo storage. Unlimited.
Whoa.
And I think at one point I had the app installed on my phone and it just automatically syncs everything.
Oh, I gotta work on that.
So I look and I forgot that I had it. So today at work, I sent an email like, oh, there's a new feature. So I'm like, what is this? And I look online and there's like 10 years worth of pictures up there.
That's amazing.
So I just kind of got lost. And looking, and I found like all these old like wrestling pictures from like indie shows, and I'm like, oh wow, a lot of these guys are in WWE now. Like, you know, like, oh, there's Rich Swann, there's, you know, there's Drew Gulak, there's That's Kevin nuts. Steen, now Kevin Owens. Like, pictures of me with all those guys with, you know, and then seeing all these guys that are now freaking huge.
Wow.
From back then, and, yeah. Crazy. So it was fun, there was one of the first shows I went to at WrestleMania weekend back at WrestleMania 30 in New Orleans was a Evolve show and AR Fox. That was the first time I saw him and he blew my mind.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Exciting. So do you have an Instagram for us?
I do have an Instagram because we were talking about her. So in honor of Mama Bella, I would direct you to Mama Bella. It's Kathy Colace.
Oh.
Colace. And she's not verified, but it is her.
All right. Let's see.
So I gave you the link
there. You go. Yeah.
And, you know, there's a goofy picture of JJ with all the girls at the freaking bachelorette party.
So weird.
Such a mama's boy. Lots of pictures of JJ. Here's this one. My boy. And then there's a fun picture of, like, D-Bry on a plane. And you could tell she loves her kids.
Yeah.
And then just some other pictures, like of her. Oh, I guess the wife did
have a baby.
So there's JJ's baby.
Oh,
he was born October 21st.
Girl.
Aww.
Aww, October.
Let me tell you, that was my last, this is one more note, about Total Bellas. Both JJ and D-Bry had me tearing up a bit. Because JJ was being very open about his father issues.
Right.
And D-Bry with just his, like, I'm never going to wrestle again stuff. Oh, heartbreaking.
Really?
Heartbreaking.
Yep.
But I think JJ's going to be a good dad. Hopefully.
I do too.
He kind of needs to get his shit together a little bit. But I felt like he was doing that. Like, even Nikki was like, oh, you're growing up.
Yeah.
You're...
He was trying to branch away from his mom, and that was awesome.
And that whole thing where he realized he was putting some undue stress on his wife by constantly pressuring about a boy, and he apologized, and that was really sweet.
Yeah.
I think he realized it was because he's got this, he wanted to have a son because he wanted to have a son and raise it the right way, you know?
Yep.
And that's on, I get it, like.
It's cool, but girl, he will be surrounded by women his whole life.
So Mama Bella, there's some great pictures of her and Johnny.
Yeah, I love their wedding photo. Her dress is so pretty. Can you imagine being John's daughter and then you're marrying into the Bella family with, like, beautiful twin girls and, like, oh.
Well, Ashley Laurinaitis, she's a good gal.
Well, it's just, wow. That's a lot to take in.
It's a big family.
You have to have
a big,
a lot
crazy
of
family. And John Cena's like your son-in-law.
Oh, God.
And Dan, but then you have the black and white. You got the John Cena on one side, you got Daniel Bryan on the other.
Right.
They kind of contrast. They kind of cancel each other out, that energy. So it's all right. And, like, he's worked so much with both of those guys, and
I wonder what John Cena's take is on the lifestyle.
I think they have a lot. I think he respects it. I think John Cena respects that. I think he can appreciate it. I just don't think it would ever be for him.
I know. I wonder how long he could go for with that.
Well, they both, him and Nikki, because like, oh, did you, in the season one of Total Bellas, you should find it. There's an episode where him and Nikki go to Daniel's house for the weekend.
Oh,
like
gosh.
And they have a hard time. They have a hard time with it.
I can only imagine.
Yeah, it's pretty great. It's pretty great.
I like Mama Bella's Instagram. She has videos.
Yeah,
she's working hard.
She's got some good photos with everybody.
Down to earth.
Even she's got her weird supplements and weird shit. That they probably all get sponsored by that stuff.
Well, and they're all supplements. So.
And then Winston and Josie. Oh,
aww,
so great.
So cute. Love it.
Did you hear Cena complaining about Winston cock blocking him on date night?
Yes.
Come on, Cena, dude.
Oh, man.
Like, stop. Like, I don't think he obviously doesn't, like, he's not a dog person, but he just kind of puts up with Winston.
Yeah. He's not, I'm still trying to figure Cena out.
I don't think he can figure out. He's an enigma.
I just feel like either you're so selfish, but then he does all these charitable stuff.
I think he's just has and a, he means he's a very, it. I think he's a very singular minded, focused person.
He is. He cannot multitask.
And he just has one, he just has one thing and that's all he does. And he's having a very hard time. And also I think his divorce really fucked him up.
Yeah, so do you know about his story with all that?
There's not a whole lot of information out there. I mean, you can dig. There's like a lot of rumor and innuendo. Yeah. But yeah, I think his ex-wife took him for a lot and really betrayed his trust. But I think there's also on the other side, he may or may not have cheated on her. And
when was that? Like how long
ago? This was like just a, this was like a few, like there's not a lot of, let's just say there's, not a lot of time between Nikki coming into the picture, and there might be some overlap depending on what you believe on the internet.
Okay.
I mean, I don't even know all the details. I just know, again, like what was going on. But yeah. I knew that that's why the cohabitation agreement was there.
Interesting.
That's why I think some of the rules maybe, I don't know. I think his ex-wife did a number, but I think it may or may not have been his fault. I don't know. I don't know what the situation was.
Crazy.
So I don't want to judge.
Part of me feels like he won't get married because there's not a big enough ring to fit in his finger. Like, his fingers are just gigantic.
Hold on. I'm just going to Google just a little
bit. Oh, I just here. Googled her to see her picture.
Elizabeth Huberdow.
Okay.
Okay, so here we go. Elizabeth Huberdow first gets blindsided by John Cena, then settles in a quickie divorce. Was she paid off? John Cena married his high school sweetheart in 2009, but since John was already a WWE star, there was a prenup. The couple seemed happy and nothing indicated the divorce might be on the way, so when John all of a sudden filed for one in May 2012, his then-wife Elizabeth was completely blindsided, or so she said.
Yeah.
See, there's two sides to this.
Yeah, totally.
But apparently nobody else has seen it coming either, and most news outlets and gossip magazines are quite surprised. John cited irreconcilable differences, but what those were remains a mystery. See, there's a lot of this that nobody knows.
Yeah.
There were speculations that the remodeling his wife undertook on their home. Maybe that's why his house is so nuts. Maybe it was his wife.
Maybe.
It had been a hugely expensive but completely out of hand. Remodeling is a fairly common reason for divorce.
Interesting.
Sometimes it's also an attempt to fix something broken. Liz was quick to recover and soon hauled cheating accusations. Some other wrestlers have supported those claims, alleging that Cena had cheated numerous times on his wife and that he had boasted about it. John himself didn't comment on it. Instead, he forged ahead to settle the divorce as quickly as possible. Liz eventually withdrew her accusations, and by July 18th, 2012, the divorce was signed, sealed, and delivered. Yeah. And so she didn't contend the prenup, and...
Interesting.
The details of the settlement are confidential, and one wonders if John didn't pay his wife off to protect his image.
Yeah, to keep the cheating
and
down.
Then,
interesting.
And then Elizabeth has disappeared into obscurity after a divorce, and John started dating current girlfriend Nikki Bella 4 months after his divorce.
Whoa.
John and Nikki seem made for each other and are definitely going strong. So.
All right. So there we go.
That's our story there.
Go from Mama Bella's Instagram back to John Cena. It always comes back to John Cena.
This Divorce Debbie website is weird. It's all about people getting divorced.
That's crazy. What a sad website. But,
oh, here's a TMZ, John Cena, why his marriage fell apart. Oh, this is saying the remodeling story.
All right.
So apparently she got obsessed with remodeling the house. It's sending them to the poorhouse because they spent millions of dollars. She spent millions of dollars. And it also cites a study that says remodels are one of the main triggers that cause marriages to fail. Don't remodel.
Don't remodel. Veronica. So the lesson here, kids.
And also don't
watch WWE and don't remodel.
Yeah, don't remodel.
Don't remodel.
All right. So that's going to do it for this week.
Yeah.
Go to MBWS Pod for all the links to stuff. You hit up our contact form. If you have a comment, theory, inside information about anything that we've talked about, hit us up. If you got a scoop, if you caused John Cena's divorce,
we want to hear from you.
And then BenVNetwork.com for all the other BenV Network shows. Check out my other shows, Radio Brendo Man.
We're on Twitter.
Always a fun time. We are on Twitter, MBWS Podcast. And on my other show, Popsicles.
Yeah.
And we should maybe have a new episode coming out at some point.
Oh, cool. I don't know when that's going to happen.
What's
your Twitter handle?
I'm at Brendo Man. You are?
_ Veronica Steele. Super exciting.
And if you're, definitely hit us up if you're a wrestler.
Yeah.
Or if not,
we love that.
Also hit us up. We like just to hear from everybody. Hit us up, but not
how
literally.
About this? Send us your theory of why John Cena's divorced. Well,
yeah, I want to hear everybody's
yeah, I
want to
hear
John
everyone's
Cena
theory.
Theories.
Serious or not?
I think she didn't make her bed. I mean, that could have been it.
That could have been it.
She broke a rule. She missed afternoon coffee
she
hour
wore
or whatever.
Her shoes.
She wore her shoes in the house. Maybe she
pooped and didn't pick it up.
She left the laundry on the floor. She cooked a meal in the kitchen. The way he freaked out when Nikki did that makes me think that, like, what the hell is going on in this house?
I know, exactly.
All right. That's going to do it. So thank you, and thank you, Veronica, and I'm glad you're back, and I'm glad that we are watching all this stuff. And
me too.
Got a lot coming up.
Yeah, we do.
Got a lot coming down the pipe. So for MBWS Podcast, I'm Brendan Creasy.
And I'm Veronica Steele.
And we'll see you next time in the ring.
It's our time, we're taking over the prime time. And if you cross us, you're stepping over the fine line. But we can take this to the center of the ring. And when the bell dings, it's time to go. I'll hit the top rope while you're bleeding. No, slam you with a chair in the back of your head. Put you through a table, now you're thinking you're dead. As I climb the ladder and reclaim the belt, you're going home with a face full of welts. We came to win, oh you better know. It's Matt and Brendo's wrestling show.
This podcast is a part of the BenView Network.
You can find this and other podcasts like it at BenviewNetwork.com.
I'm Mark from Comic Nerds Unite, and this is my hetero life mate, Tim.
What's up, Mark? And what's up, world? Comic Nerds Unite is a comic book podcast, plain and simple.
Our mission statement is bringing nerds together to talk comics. So we pick a book or graphic novel that we all read and discuss it at length.
Then we talk about some of the books we read for the week.
I love comics!
Me too, buddy. Check us out on ComicNerdsUnite.com or on iTunes.
Comic Nerds Unite!